A new study finds global warming probably contributed to Europe's killer heat wave of 2003. The evidence may be strong enough to use in court. That means studies like this could be used to build stronger lawsuits against utilities and other companies that emit carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The killer summer of 2003 was Europe's worst natural disaster since the 1918 flu pandemic. It caused raging fires and billions of dollars in crop losses. Miles Allen at Oxford University says it was the worst heat wave in at least 500 years.
The French authorities estimate in excess of 14,000 what they call excess deaths. That's people who died over and above the number they would expect to die at that time of year.
Allen is a physicist who studies the climate. He and his colleagues set out to see whether they could attribute any of that misery to human-induced global warming.
Weather is a chaotic system, so it would be impossible ever to say greenhouse gases caused this heat wave.
Instead, Allen ran a computer model to see whether human activities loaded the dice, as it were, to increase the likelihood of this event. As they report in tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature, a human hand is evident in this natural disaster.
Principal conclusion was that we're reasonably confident, better than 9 out of 10 chance, that more than half the risk of the heat wave was due to past human influence on climate.
This is not simply a scientific result. Allen says the finding also has important legal implications.
More than half the risk is an important threshold. That's the point at which, in some jurisdictions at least, a court might get interested in the possibility of compensation.
Clearly, this doesn't come anywhere near proving a criminal case against global warming. That would require proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But Annie Petzonk, an attorney at Environmental Defense, says civil lawsuits don't have to meet that high standard.
You need only prove that it is more probable than not that the actor's actions caused the damage. So when an article like this shows that a heat wave was caused by global warming, or that global warming was a significant contributing factor to it, then we're talking about global warming liability.
There are no lawsuits as yet in the case of the European heat wave, but in the Northeast U.S., state attorneys general have filed climate suits against some big utilities. Petzonk argues that as suits gain firmer scientific footing, companies and their investors will have to take the issue more seriously.
The threat of litigation can help spur those corporations to look more creatively at the many, many alternatives they have to deliver the energy that we want, the cars that we want, and the other goods and services with far less pollution.
Corporations and their legal advisors are certainly aware that more climate suits could be on the way. But Lisa Yeager says this latest research won't help plaintiffs too much. Yeager at the law firm of Bracewell & Patterson was, until recently, the Environmental Protection Agency's top lawyer. She says plaintiffs have many legal burdens to prove, including that injury can be traced back to the actions of a specific company.
You cannot prove the emissions from the Northeast region, for example, of the United States cause impacts in X locale. It's impossible, simply because of the nature of greenhouse gases.
Literally everybody in the world produces carbon dioxide, she says, so potentially everybody could sue everybody.
Unless you want to waste billions of dollars of resources in lawsuits, the proper strategy to pursue is to spend the same amount of resources doing exactly what you need to do to solve the original issue.
It's not at all certain what will happen with climate lawsuits, but Miles Allen at Oxford University says it is inevitable that the Earth will warm up and more people are likely to suffer events like the heat wave of 2003. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.